Kellogg. St. Helena, California, October 14, 1900. Dear brother, since writing you more than a week since, accepting your kind offer, I contracted a severe cold. One evening, I had taken quite thorough treatment, and the nurse wet my head. I was rooming in one of the new retreat cottages, and in going from the bathroom to my apartment, I caught cold. The wind was blowing strongly. I thought I was sufficiently protected, but a chill came on, and a severe cold like influenza settled all over me. I am glad to tell you that we have found a comfortable, convenient home. You perhaps remember the place which the brother of Brother Pratt built for himself in the valley below the retreat. Sometime last year, he offered this place for sale. In the sale were included some water rights which the retreat wished to purchase, fearing that, should someone not friendly to them purchase Mr. Pratt's place, there might be difficulty about their getting all the water they need. But funds were low, and the retreat managers could not decide at once. Meanwhile, Brother Burden felt sure that the retreat would have to have the water, so he bought the place from Mr. Pratt on long time and easy terms, $1,000 down and a certain sum yearly. He felt sure that eventually the retreat would purchase the place. But just then they did not see their way clear to do this. When I was settled in my rooms at the retreat, I was telling Mrs. Ings how thankful I was for such pleasant rooms for myself and party. I told her my experience in house hunting in Oakland. We could find nothing suitable for us without paying between $20 and $30 a month rent. Sister Ings then told me that there was a place under the hillside which she thought would suit me, and she wanted me to go and see it. This was the place which Brother Burden had bought. I went to see it and found a place of retirement on high ground, all ready for us to occupy. This place was offered to me for $8,000. The sanitarium paid $2,000 for the water privileges, securing that which they had long desired. They also purchased 10 acres of land for sewerage at $1,000 and 5 acres for a health food factory at $175. This leaves $5,000 for me to pay. I shall pay Brother Burden $1,000 and pay the rest yearly. When the money begins to come in from the sale of Desire of Ages, I shall be able to settle this debt. This place is just what I need for my work. The house is furnished throughout, so all we had to do was to take possession. Thus we were saved the care and perplexity of buying furniture, which we dreaded. When we sold the place in Kurenbong, we sold all the furniture, with the exception of my writing chair with writing board attached. There are 55 acres of land with the place. 11 acres of this are planted with all kinds of fruit trees, and there is a large vineyard. There are several carriages, 2 horses, and a cow. There are no houses near. Sister Pratt is our nearest neighbor. We did not expect to step out of our home in Kurenbong into one so much superior here in St. Helena. We look upon this as one of God's providences for us, and we praise Him for His great favor. I did not mean to purchase another home, but this place was everything we could desire, and I could only think that the Lord in His providence had prepared for me a retired home. The scenery here is beautiful. I thank the Lord for this quiet home. I am nearly 73 years old. Mrs. Pratt, the former mistress of this house, was then 76. Her children married and wished their father and mother to live with them. This is why they were willing to sell so pleasant a home. I have been suffering lately with lameness in my hip. A week ago, last Sabbath, I drove to Napa to speak to the people assembled there in camp meeting. I spoke on Sabbath and Sunday, and on Sunday afternoon we drove home. I was riding in a carriage like the one I sold to the Battle Creek Sanitarium, but not nearly so easy. It did not suit my afflicted hip, and I could not sit in any position to get rest for it. Some pressure always came upon it, which it would not bear. And by the time we were halfway from Napa to St. Helena, the pain was almost unendurable. I tried kneeling down in the carriage, and finally I walked a short distance. But the pain was so stubborn and so severe that when I reached the retreat, I could neither stand nor walk. I was taken from my room to the bathroom in a wheelchair, and I took thorough treatment. But I have not rested well since. I am now a little better. I can walk a little, leaning upon Sarah's or Willie's arm. After this experience, I could not venture to take the long journey over the Rocky Mountains to attend the council. I have also decided that if the general conference is held in Battle Creek, it will not be possible for me to be present. When I am writing, the only position in which I can be comfortable is to sit on the bed, with my limbs extended evenly with my body. I am praying to the Lord to remove my lameness. By exercising great care, I have been free from severe suffering for years. But here, as yet, I have been too lame to walk out and view the surroundings. I am asking the Lord to give me back my activity. I am now more pleasantly situated than I have ever been in my lifetime, unless it was in my room in the office at Battle Creek. That room I appreciated. It was large, but it was not sunny. I now have two good rooms, one for my bedroom and one for my office. We would be pleased to welcome you and your wife to our home, and we would greatly appreciate a visit from you.